Big week for you boys here. I mean, I would imagine it's tough not to have in the back of your mind how last season ended and having this team coming in here on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, it's over now. It's over now, man. We got a new game, new team. I mean, they're coming in here to play hard. So are we. So we'll be ready.
I know you say it's over, but you get bounced by a team in the postseason. You can't wait to see those bastards again.
You kind of set me up, man. Look at you. It's over, man. New team, new season, man. We're ready to play some football.
We'll look forward. We got to go back to last Sunday because you had an opposing quarterback. How did you see it, Patrick? Because we just sort of thought, we were watching the game, we talked about it Monday at Gillette, that Jason Campbell, I think for a second, thought you were in a Raiders uniform on that interception you had in the end zone.
I mean, he might. I'll take that, though. I'll take those. Any DB would take those, you know. I mean, you know, he had to catch the ball. I mean, he did half the work. I got to do the other half, you know.
You know, one thing, one of the stats really stood out for us yesterday. We're looking at this, and you guys against opposing quarterbacks. Now, outside the red zone, you know, this quarterback rating, this new little stat they have, this kilo stat for QBs, you guys are last in the NFL outside the red zone, but inside the red zone, they have like a 3. You guys are number 1 in the NFL. Is that what it's all about for you guys as far as like giving up points?
Yeah, red zone, I mean, the game is not limit them the points, you know, so if you have to stop them in the red zone, they drive on the field, and, you know, all they get is 3 points or nothing. I mean, it's a bad drive, but it's a good ending. It's all about the finish. So if you finish good, finish strong, then, you know, we have another chance.
Go ahead. No, I'll say, how tough is it right now in the NFL? We're seeing, you know, yards. We're seeing quarterbacks put up 400 yards every week. The quarterbacks are actually going crazy. It seems like giving up yards is almost inevitable, and that's what it comes down to, third downs and red zone.
Yeah, third down, red zone. You said it, most important. I mean, you have to win on first and second down to make third downs harder, you know, in red area. That's what's going to win and lose your games, man, third down, red area. So we have to limit them to that, and then we'll be all right.
When you guys are looking at film, is one of the things that stands out, big plays, Patrick, I've heard you talk about this in the past, that as a defense, boy, you want to limit those big plays, and I'm sure the coaching staff circles those when you give up the big chunks of yardage to opposing teams.
Yeah, definitely. You know, definitely. I mean, we have to give away the big plays and the missed tackles that result in big plays. You know, keep them to let them dink and dunk it down the field, and, you know, we'll kind of live with that, you know, eat up some time, but just limit the big plays, man. Give the defense a chance to get off the field.
Yeah, I know you've talked before about communication, how important that is, and it's like your defensive leader, guy in that huddle, and Gerard Mayo seems to be out for some time. You've had different bodies in there. How difficult is that on a weekly basis? Even though you guys are all prepared to play, but still, that's got to be challenging.
Yeah, it is. But, I mean, like you said, we're all prepared to play. We're all in the same room. You know, the coaches are telling us the same exact things, you know. And we have to meet and make sure everybody's on the right page, you know, reading the same book, you know, and play some football.
We're not going to ask you how the injury is, but we could all see. You know, I'm not very bright, but I saw a cast on your hand. And a texter wants to know, how does that cast on your hand affect the way you play, affect the way, Patrick, you had to prepare last week for the Raiders?
Can't think about it, man. Can't think about it. You pat it up and you play your game. If it hurts, it hurts. If you can't play, you can't play. But you got to play hurt sometimes, man. So get Advil. Get right, get your mind right, and just play football, man. Because if you try to take that out of your game, take one hand out of your game, it's going to mess you up, man. You got to just play football and deal with the pain for a little bit.
Because you got to get another interception here. You know, Big Vince is one up on you right now.
It's all right though. We got plenty of games, man.
Now I was wondering, like after the interception, who's got more skills going down the field? Because Vince looked pretty good. A little stiff arm, he protects the ball. He's dragging guys.
Yeah, he looked all right. You know, he's lucky I didn't get to come out the end zone on mine. But we'll see. We're gonna get it in.
All right, we follow you on Twitter. We follow Andre Carter on Twitter. You're plugging someplace. You said you had great swordfish in the area the other night. What kind of restaurant can you go to get good swordfish around here?
I actually went to Sky Restaurant, man, right down Route 1. It was pretty good. Pretty good, man. My girl had it. I wish I ordered it. I had ribs, but I wish I ordered her swordfish. I was pissed.
We'll get you out on this. Did you watch your Oregon Ducks roll the Cal Bears last night?
Come on, man. That's a no-doubter. you know, I'm Oregon to the death.
Do you get after Carter? Do you get after Shane Vereen a little bit today, those Cal Bears who got whooped up by Chip Kelly's Ducks?
I haven't seen them show their face, but I'll be out there at practice. I'm going to see them no matter what.
We'll let you get back to work, Patrick. Appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, cool, man.
Here he is. Pat, right. It's Patrick Chung joining us.